Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Zabar's here. Jeff is a 17-plus year member of our Brain Trust. He's an award-winning journalist. He's the author of 3 books on working from home. He's one of the top wordsmiths in the galaxy, and he's our good friend, Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you.
You know, Jeff, I remember back in 99 when you first started joining me, and you became a member of my Brain Trust. I remember how thrilled your mother was. She said, you know, she got you through J school, and you got married. She got you married off to a great gal, and you had little kids at home.
Yep.
Back in those days.
Yep.
But you know, after of all those things, you know, your mother was so proud that you were going to be a member of my Brain Trust. I remember
that. She knew that she could retire then. She could
go
get. I was going to buy her that bungalow on the beach.
She said, I mean, you know, he's reached the pinnacle now. And so, anyway, I do remember, though, that in those days, we were having these same, you know, same kind of conversations like we're doing now.
Yeah.
And you had little rugrats running around. Now, you're of the three, you're literally about to take the little one off to college.
Yeah, the little ones not so little anymore.
Our babies are all grown up now, aren't they?
They're all, as they said in Rugrats, they're all grown up.
They're all grown up.
Yeah, so on Friday we leave to take number 3 off to college, and you know, it's,
so she was she was in diapers when you first joined me.
Yeah, she was.
So I really helped raise her. You know, I feel like I've helped raise all three of them.
Exactly. Maybe that's why she turned out the way she did.
So what is it like when a home-based person, what's it like when a home-based person becomes an empty nester?
You know what? We're getting close to that point, and I think...
Because was part
of
your decision to be home-based to look after the kids?
In part, yes, but, you know, the initial decision came before kids, so I've been working from home since the same time as you.
Yeah,
since like 89, I quit my last day job. And so, and our first wasn't born until 91. So the real impetus to do it was, I can do this better myself. I was a journalist at a small paper, and I really didn't like the direction it was going. I didn't like the direction my career was going, and I said, I can do this better myself. And so, you know, and then 2 years later, Nicole, our oldest, came along.
What you actually said was, I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself.
I can do it all by my loans.
That's what
exactly.
I said.
I don't need some boss to tell me how to do this. I used to have an editorial cartoon that has a guy on I digress for a moment, but has a guy on a shrink's, you know, on a psychiatrist's couch, and he said, you know, one day I answered an ad, it said, work for yourself, and now I can't help but think of myself as some moron who's trying to ruin my life, you know. So, but yeah, I mean, and Nicole came along, then 2 years later Zach came along, then 4 years later Zoe came along. The thought was never, oh, I can do this with kids and not have to have daycare.
Right.
Early drop-off and late stay and, you know, getting calls at work. I mean, I still get the calls at work, but it's, you know, I'm sitting at my desk.
But there were times when you had to cancel on me or once or twice because of the kids that morning and something happened or you had to move things around so you could take them, or you were doing the shuttle thing.
But still, how...
Now that you're about to get her off to college, the little one, Zoe, what's it going to be like?
You know, I got to tell you, the big change, it's going to be bigger in the sense of as it was for you when yours grew up, as it is for any parent of any workplace or any parent. Period. You know, it's the empty nester syndrome and what we're going through there from a work standpoint. You know, and I think that this is a message for you if you work from home, or you if you work for a company and you want to work from home, you want to telework, or you if you're an employer and you have employees that say, yeah, I'd like to work from home a day a week, a couple days a month, something like that. you know, finding balance between the home and the office and your life and your profession, it can be challenging, but it can be done. And so I think that what we're looking forward to here is the bigger change of becoming empty nesters. But the message and the lesson was that we were able to do this, and mm-hmm. anybody truly is able to do this if they have the right, you know, sort of machine in place to make it happen. And the
they have to have a profession that lends itself to that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't be a machine worker. You can't be a retail, you know. Right. Employee and do this. You know, you have to be some sort of, you know, for lack of a better phrase, a white collar job where your work is at a desk or is behind a, you know, behind a desk or on a phone, or, you know, even if you do sales and you drive around. I mean, you can, if you can juggle your schedule, or if you, your work can be, you know, like they say, if you can work from anywhere, then you
can work.
Of course,
the original home based people were farmers, right?
They were farmers. They were the doctor in the old west.
But here's my question. What do you, you know, you're not going to have any excuses for not getting the work done now. You can't say, Zoe came home and I had to comfort her. She had a drama or whatever. You're not going to have excuses. I mean, when mama comes home and says, you know, how much work did we get done today? You're not going to be able to throw it off on the children.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I had to change the diaper. Wait, Zoe's 18 years old. Oh, wait, I forgot. Yeah, you know what? I think that in all joking, yes, you're right. We don't have any excuses, but in all seriousness, you know, and you know me, I mean, I would often be sending you emails at 5 mm-hmm. in the morning, 4 in the morning, you know, later in the evening. I mean, when you have, no matter what your life station is, and there are people who care for parents at home, you know, we're part of that sandwich generation where we're caring for parents, senior parents, mm-hmm. and we're caring for kids. And so mm-hmm. there's no excuses. There never were any excuses.
If you're not prepared to work in pieces, working from home, especially with families at home, you're not going to make it, are you? If you can't do 15 minutes of work, and if you can't say, all right, I've got 15 minutes, I'm going to go be productive for 15 minutes, if you can't do that and then break away and go do something else, you're not going to make it.
Yeah, and in my first book, you know, Home Office Know-How, I wrote about chunking your day and how your day doesn't become one 8-hour or 10-hour mm-hmm. block. I mean, it could be parsed into 24 little bits of a 24-hour clock.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, you know, my circadian rhythm was kind of wacky, where I would work really late at night and, you know, really early in the morning, and a lot of people raised eyebrows.
Do you think your schedule will change now that you'll be an empty nester? Do you think how will you think your work will change? Hold on to that thought. I'm going to ask you that when we come back.
I want to
see what you think about this, what you think will happen, how things will change for you, because this, what you're going through right now, people are doing this all over the world. They're experiencing this emptiness thing, and many people are working from home. Quick break, 20 after, gotwords.com and chiefhomeofficer.com, right?
Yeah, where to find me.
Right there, Jeff. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.